The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings for the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. And thanks to COVID, we have some more cancellations to talk about. The North Carolina Transportation Museum has announced that its popular Polar Express is canceled for 2020. In a press release, the museum called it a difficult decision. The press release also said the North Carolina Transportation Museum is currently open with capacity limitations for exhibit buildings, while train and turntable rides are suspended. Uncertainty remains regarding limits to museum operations over the next 3 months, including the ability to offer an on-site train ride. The annual event is the museum's largest fundraiser. More than 60,000 people travel to the museum over the 22-day event for a reenactment of the beloved Christmas story during a train ride. The state-run museum is in Spencer, about 2 hours south and west of Raleigh. The museum has reopened, but visitors must purchase their tickets, which cost $4 to $6, online in advance. Because of the pandemic, capacity is limited to no more than 50%, and some exhibits are closed. Both Pullen Park's Holiday Express and Meadowlights in Benson have also canceled their events for this year because of the pandemic. All right, checking a couple of the local clubs. Lincoln Theater does have a few events coming up. The Lincoln Theater, of course, on East Cabarra Street. Always best to call ahead, 919-821-4111. Friday, October 16th, Idle Wild South. This is a tribute to the Allman Brothers Band, 8 o'clock. Friday, October 30th, Jack Harlow at 8. Then Friday, November 6th, Cosmic Charlie starts at 9. At the Ritz on Industrial Drive in Raleigh, the phone number is 919-424-1400. Friday, October 9th, Future Islands, As Long As You Are, and this is part of the virtual tour. Concert starts at 10. Wednesday, November 18th, Dylan Francis and Young Gravy, Sugar Spice and Everything Ice Tour. Friday, December 4th, Milky Chance, Mind the Moon Tour 2020. And then Saturday, December 19th, Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. This is a virtual event. North Carolina Museum of Art has one more virtual concert on the schedule. Of course, the popular summer concert series at the Museum of Art was canceled. The final virtual concert will be streamed Tuesday night, October 20th, starting at 8, from inside the museum galleries on the Museum of Art YouTube channel. And coming up on October 20th, it is Jelly Sisoho and Kyra Ba. The group ecstatically explore the spiritual songs, stories, and rhythms of Senegal's millennia-old Mande culture. Sisoko comes from a long line of griots who are entrusted to maintain a West African village's genealogies and ceremonial affairs through song, but he is much more than a preservationist. His band Kyra Ba effortlessly integrates the traditional sounds of the Kora with a modern rush of electric guitar and an exuberant rhythm section. All right, checking out some of the events. While they are few, there are events going on around the Triangle. Let's start in Cary. A few concerts left on the Marvelous Music Main Stage series at the Cary Arts Center. Starting off Friday, January 8th, Blue Jupiter. This group is the cutting edge of a cappella, soaring pop and Broadway leads, tight harmonies, unbelievable beatboxing, and most importantly, nothing else. No instruments, no DJ, no tracks, no calories, no carbs, real voices, and nonstop energy. Then on Friday, January 14th, it's Nina's. Nina Simone, No Fear and Blues Long Gone, an intimate portrayal of the legendary artist. The performance gives its audience insight into Simone's wide repertoire of music, her life perspective, sense of humor, and sense of duty to people of color. And then Sunday, March 21st, Marvelous Music Main Stage Series in Cary. Time for three. Defying convention and boundaries, the performers stand at the busy intersection of Americana, modern pop, and classical music. To experience Time for Three live is to hear the various eras, styles, and traditions of Western music fold in on themselves and emerge anew. And that starts at 6. Those events all at the Cary Arts Center as scheduled currently. And the Family Series has an event coming up also at the Cary Arts Center. October 17th, The Fairy Tales of Grimm, presented by Atlantic Coast Theater for Youth, which brings tales such as The Bremen-Town Musicians, Rapunzel, Hansel and Gretel, and Snow White to the stage in a classical 19th century theatrical melodrama. This fun-filled show is loaded with laughs and audience participation. Curtain goes up at 11, and it is a free online event. And then Cary Live out at the Downtown Park in Cary. There's an event on Saturday, October 17th, a free event. All right, moving on to the Clayton Center, obviously in Clayton. The box office number is 919-553-1737 for information. The following events are all streamed live on YouTube on Wednesday evenings, starting at 7 p.m. October 7th, William Seymour, live via YouTube, of course. William is a singer-songwriter based out of Greenville. His sound can be described as a mix of blues, soul, and Americana. October 14th, KTZ Band. The entertainers are all Clayton locals. October 21st, Without Further Ado, a no-nonsense, get-right-down-to-it approach to music. The band is comprised of five talented individuals who share a common passion for music that has something to say, music that requires a certain attention to detail to get it right. Their ever-expanding repertoire ranges from Crosby, Stills, and Nash to Conway Twitty, from Big Joe Turner to the Eagles, and from Emmylou Harris to Patsy Cline. And then October 28th, Clayton Center, Autumn Nicholas, a vibrant, gifted vocalist, songwriter, and performer who has amazed audiences around the country. Her lyrics and melodies are reminiscent of singer-songwriters like Julia Michaels, James Bray, and Ed Sheeran. She has the warmth of Adele and the soul of Etta James. Autumn is able to seamlessly blend pop alternative melodies that become part of your daily playlist. An award-winning artist, Autumn connects with fans in large venues as well as small intimate performances. All right, Holly Springs Cultural Center has one event coming up, and it's the 10th of October, which is a Saturday. It's the 2020 Chalk Festival. It is open to all artists ages 6 to adult, with three age categories, 6 to 12, 13 to 17, and 18 plus. Participants can choose to reserve one square for $15, two squares for $25, and three squares for $33. The squares are approximately 8 by 8 feet and will be laid out socially distant. Oh, well. Artists will have, you have to be the social distancing. What is it? 6 to 8 feet, I think. Artists will have from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. to complete their artwork, after which photos will be taken and posted to Facebook for the public to vote on age group winners. Participants can bring their own chalk, or it'll be provided at the event. No chalk paint is allowed. The event is being held at the Ting Park Concourse. All right, the Halley Cultural Arts Center in Apex, the Jazz Live Concert Series. Saturday performances are at 7:30. All concerts feature internationally renowned Steinway artist and jazz pianist Lenore Raphael. Concert dates, November 14th, February 6th, with special guest Howard Paul, and April 17th. The Classical Concert Series at Halley Cultural Arts Center in Apex, it's Sundays, and the performances are at 3 p.m. Concert dates, January 17th, Dueling Violins with David and Christine Kilbride. February 14th, Heavenly Strings featuring Marianne Brenneman on clarinet. And then March 21st, Adam Dengler in recital, baritone classics, and contemporary local composers. And then it's Infinity Ballet Theater. Saturday, October 24, storybook ballet, Alice in Wonderland. Dancers portray Alice's fantasy world, where you'll meet all types of fascinating creatures. Then, Friday through Sunday, December 4th through the 6th, Dances of the Nutcracker. Performance on Friday is at 8 p.m., Saturday at 3, and then Sunday, two performances, 2 and 4 o'clock. Raleigh Improv for a few laughs, Parkside, Main Street, and Cary. The phone number there, 919-589-8558. All right, coming up on Friday and Saturday, October 23rd and 24th, it's Jess Hilarious. Jess is one of the freshest and most highly sought-after faces in comedy, who is also known for her appearances on MTV's Wild and Out, and has appeared on Russell Simmons' All Deaf Comedy on HBO, as well as various shows on VH1, BET, and many others. And Friday through Sunday, November 6th through the 8th, it's DeRay Davis. After his wildly successful one-hour Showtime comedy special, DeRay Davis Power Play, that aired DeRay Reviews, Davis continues to ascend on what can only be described as the Samuel E. Jackson formula. A path and pattern of consistent feature film and network television roles. Davis also starred opposite Taraji P. Henson's Cookie Lyons on the Fox Network hit Empire. Thursday, November 19th, Nick DiPaolo in This Day of Watered Down Comedy. Nick's brutally honest performances remind us of what great stand-up should be. Funny, socially relevant, and a little bit reckless. Sunday, November 22nd, Carol Ann Miljavik, She Laughs Comedy Tour. Humorous, authentic, Relatable, that's Carol Ann Majavix in a nutshell. She has cultivated a massive online presence across multiple social media platforms and has become the go-to girl for a good laugh, encouragement, loving truths, and vulnerability. And then the end of November, Friday through Sunday, November 27th through the 29th, Ian Bagg. Ian started his comedy career in his native Canada. He proceeded to do all the show business things that every successful Canadian entertainer does. Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. The phone number to check the schedule, 919-828-5233. Fridays through Sunday, October 9th through the 11th, it is Rodney Perry. Rodney calls Atlanta home when he's not traveling the country to sold-out audiences or hosting his highly popular online radio show, Rodney Perry Live. His career has opened up many doors for him, from his work as co-host of Who's Got Jokes or BET's Monique Show. Thursday through Saturday, October 15th through the 17th at Goodnight's Comedy Club, Jared Freed. Jared is a comedian based out of New York City, originally from Boston. His comedy is current and reflects the ordinary daily thoughts of everyone you know, especially if everyone you know is a millennial, obsessed with dating apps, trying to be a real adult, and worried about their body. Thursday through Sunday, October 22nd through the 25th, it is J.P. Sears. J.P., a YouTuber, comedian, emotional healing coach, author, speaker, world traveler, and curious student of life. His work empowers people to live more meaningful lives. He is very active with his online videos, where he encourages healing and growth through his humorous and entertainingly informative videos. Wednesday, October 28th, Stormy Daniels. Stormy is a successful adult film actress, writer, and director. She was Penthouse Pet of the Month in 2007 and also works as a stripper, a career she began at the age of 17. And then Thursday through Saturday, October 29th through Halloween the 31st, Ty Barnett. Ty's a Chicago native, got his start at Seattle's Comedy Underground. He was one of the two finalists on the most watched and only Emmy-nominated season of Last Comic Standing and has made multiple Tonight Show appearances. And a special note, all shows are 18 plus, unless noted. Elton John's Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour is back on, but concerts won't be starting anytime soon. The tour was scheduled for a stop at the Greensboro Coliseum this past May, but it was postponed and is now scheduled for April 19th. 2022. Let me say that again if you want to plan ahead. April 19th, 2022 for the Farewell Yellow Brick Road concert series. All right, some entertainment facilities that have moved online for the rest of 2020 or have canceled the rest of their season. They include Coastal Credit Union Park at Walnut Creek. All dates have been moved to next year. Same with Red Hat Amphitheater in downtown Raleigh. Cocobooth Amphitheater in Cary has only one item on its schedule the rest of the year. The North Carolina Chinese Lantern Festival is currently scheduled for November 13th. But as we all know, who knows? PNC Arena has just added something new to its schedule for next year. As a matter of fact, about a year from now, Zac Brown Band, scheduled for sometime in October 2021. Arts Access currently has no audio-described performances scheduled through the rest of the year. No events are scheduled the rest of the year at the Spectrum Center in Charlotte or at the Greensboro Coliseum. Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte also, it did have the Garth Brooks tour scheduled for October 10th, but that has been moved to 2021. As for other events around North Carolina, definitive information has been difficult to find regarding many of the festivals that were scheduled to be held. Check with event organizers. All right, Carolina Performing Art. Program start at 7:30. This season features The Spark with Tift Merritt, a Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter and UNC alumna who takes us behind the scenes in artist-to-artist video interviews that delve deep into the creative process. The 45-minute live-streamed conversations are designed to peel back the polished performance to reveal the elbow grease, risk, fire, and courage behind a performer's art. Thursday, October 22nd, it's Peja Muzevich, Peja Muzevich has defined his career with creative programming, unusual combinations of new and old music, and lasting collaborations with other artists and ensembles. That's Thursday, October 22nd. And the final event interview in that series, Thursday, November 19th, Wynton Marcellus and Carlos Enriquez. Marcellus, of course, an internationally acclaimed musician and composer, and is the managing and artistic director of Jazz at Lincoln Center. And Carlos Enriquez is a bassist for the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra and a lecturer at the Northwestern University School of Music. Duke Performances, the phone number there, 919-660-3356. Virtual fall season with high-quality commissioned films featuring artists originally slated for in-person performances will premiere on Vimeo for ticket holders. Before the premiere, ticket holders will receive a unique Vimeo link to stream each performance online at the scheduled time. After the conclusion of the premiere, films will be available for viewing for 24 hours. Coming up Saturday, October 10th, Duke Performances, Company SBB. Batten Bland's intercontinental interdisciplinary vessel, Company SBB, explores a new work created for camera, a continuation of Batten Bland's dance cinema practice in alignment with the new daily choreographies of quarantine. Saturday, October 17th, Chamber Art Series event with David Finkel on cello, Wu Han on piano, with Arnaud Sussman on violin, and Paul Neubauer on viola. The evening begins with Beethoven's first cello sonata, Leo in Range and Quietly Contemplative. The program closes with all four instrumentalists playing one of the greatest piano quartets, Brahms' Opus 25, wide in range and outright unconventional. Then Saturday, October 24th, Ranky Tanky, 2019's Grammy winners for Best Regional Roots Music Album. Ranky Tanky celebrates Gullah culture, playing arrangements and rhythms from the Sea Islands off the coast of the Southeast United States. The Charleston-based quintet honors the traditions of descendants of enslaved West Africans who lived in the Low Country, championing their enduring influence with each rollicking performance. Friday and Saturday, October 30th and 31st, Urban Bush Women. What does it mean to really work for liberation, and what does it mean to be self-determined? Urban Bush Women, a Brooklyn-based performance ensemble and dance company, has been exploring these questions through singing, text, spoken word, dance, live drumming, and movement for the past 35 years. Saturday, November 7th, Quarteto Casals Chamber Art Series event. The ensemble begins the evening with one of the 20th century's most gripping chamber pieces, Shostakovich Mesmerizing String Quartet No. 8, dedicated to the victims of fascism and war. Written in a time of personal and political turmoil, the Eighth is renowned for its deeply personal touch, with Shostakovich's signature motif, his name spelled out in musical notes, and peppered throughout. And Saturday, December 5th, Christina and Michelle Naughton, piano duo. There's a long tradition of sibling piano duos with inherited musical connections, and Christina and Michelle are no different. The captivating identical twins are renowned for their technical mastery and have to be heard to believe, that from the Washington Post. They bring a range of four-handed pieces to the Chamber Arts Series. That's pretty much a look at the events going on around North Carolina these days. Of course, a lot of things have been put on hold or have been postponed until next year. But the latest one, the North Carolina Transportation Museum has announced that its popular Polar Express has been canceled for 2020. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.